do hereby make, publish, and declare this, as and for my last will and testament, hereby revoking all former wills or testamentary dispositions by me heretofore made. First, I direct my just debts and funeral expenses to be paid as soon after my decease as may be practical. Second, I direct that all inheritance, estate, transfer, or succession taxes or death taxes be paid out of my residuary estate. And third, I give, devise, and bequeath all the rest, residue, and remainder of my estate, real, personal, and mixed, of whatever kind and nature, and wheresoever the same may be situate, of which I may die seized and possessed, to which I may be entitled at the time of my death, to my beloved cat, Stanley.
Meow.
In trust, nevertheless, for the following uses and purposes.
Meow.
But it's ridiculous. Utterly ridiculous.
Well, nevertheless, it's perfectly legal, Miss Van Allen.
How could you, her attorney, permit her to even consider such an idiotic thing?
Your Aunt Emma was not a woman to argue with, as you very well know. She insisted on leaving her entire estate to her cat, and she did.
How much does the estate amount to?
$1,347,621.79 after taxes.
I'll sue. That's what I'll do. I'll contest the will.
Inasmuch as I drew it up very carefully, Miss Van Allen, I suggest that you spare yourself the unnecessary expense. The will is incontestable.
And they called her eccentric. Eccentric? Aunt Emma was insane. It's insufferable. Incredible. Didn't she even mention me in the will at all?
Yes, she did. Let me see, on page 9. Oh, yes. Yes, I quote. To my niece, Adelaide Van Allen, a clothes horse and a snob, with the intelligence of a backward chorus girl and the personality of a praying mantis, I bequeath my muskrat muff and direct...
Her muskrat muff?
Yes, Miss Allen.
The woman was crazy. Stark, raving mad. I tell you, it's outrageous.
Yes, Miss Allen.
And who'll take care of the cat? Who'll see that her beloved Stanley is happy?
If you had been present during the reading of the will, Miss Van Allen, you would have learned the details. Stanley was left in the custody of Mr. and Mrs. Archie Bird, who will receive a weekly stipend.
That's the last straw. The Birds. The Brooklyn Birds. She's married to a cab driver. A cab driver, mind you. Well, we've practically exiled that branch of the family.
Will receive a weekly stipend so long as Stanley shall remain in their care. And in excellent health.
So long as he shall remain in their care, did you say?
Yes.
And if something should happen to Stanley, Mr. Whitsby?
If Stanley dies, the estate goes to charity. However, should he be given away to someone else, that person would automatically be appointed guardian and would receive the stipend for Stanley's upbringing.
I see.
And now, Miss Allen, I must leave for Brooklyn to pay a visit to the birds and apprise them of the contents of the will. I'm sorry.
It's quite all right, Mr. Whitsby. You can run along. But before you go, let me have Archie Bird's address, won't you? I want to send Stanley my congratulations. It's 5 o'clock.
Oh, 5 o'clock. So what?
Time to go to work. Get up.
Oh, stop talking, Lily. Stop jabbing. I'm up, ain't I?
Fine time for a man to have his breakfast. 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Why don't you get the day shift and keep decent hours?
Well, can I help it if I gotta drive to Hack all night? I'm waiting my turn for the day shift, ain't I? What do you expect me to do? Cut my throat and bleed to death on account of... There they go again, them pesky cats. Let me at that whip.
Archie.
Get out of here. Get off of that face.
Not my shoe, Archie.
Yeah, yeah. All day long, they kept me awake. I hate cats, Fanny. I hate cats like poison. If I had a rifle or even a 22...
Oh, stop shooting off your mouth and eat your breakfast. Your eggs is getting cold.
Oh, I've got enough troubles without adding cats to the list.
Oh, I'll get it.
All day long, they kept me up. All day long.
Mrs. Bird?
Yeah?
My name is Whitsby.
Oh, not today, mister. We don't want any.
But I'm not a salesman, Mrs. Bird. I'm an attorney.
An attorney?
Yes.
You mean a lawyer?
Exactly. May I come in?
What's up, Fred?
There's a guy here, Archie. He says he's a lawyer.
Lawyer?
You didn't hit nobody with that hack of yours, did you?
No. Please, let me explain. I'm here in regard to your late aunt, Emma Stilson.
Who's that?
I never told you anything about her, Archie, and I ain't seen her in years. Anyway, she ain't even my aunt. She was my mother's aunt.
In spite of the fact that you know very little about her, she knew quite a good deal about you, Mrs. Bird. She used to refer to you as the only member of her family who never asked her for money or a favor of any kind. She said you were independent, and she admired you in many ways.
Well, what do you know? I just never went near her, that's all. She was Park Avenue, and I'm Brooklyn. Besides, did you say she was my late aunt?
Mrs. Stilson passed away a week ago tonight.
Ah, that's too bad.
She left a will, Mrs. Bird. She left all her money in trust to Stanley and put Stanley in your care. You're to get $500 a week as long as Stanley remains with you.
Did you say $500 a week?
Yes. It's for Stanley's care. Well, and your own welfare, but you'll find that Stanley requires very little in the way of...
I gotta sit down.
Oh, Mrs. Bird.
Oh, 500 a week.
I'm feeling kind of woozy myself.
Well, Mrs. Stilson was a wealthy woman. You'll both have an independent income as long as Stanley remains with you.
You ain't kidding us, Mr. Whitsby. This is on the level.
Oh, I assure you that it is.
Hey, Fanny. Fanny, what a prank, huh? Remember how we said one day our luck will change? Well, here it is. It's a jackpot. We're rich, Fanny.
Well, but we got to make sure that Stanley gets all that's coming to him, Archie.
Huh?
Poor little guy losing his mother that way.
Oh, but Stanley wasn't...
How old is Stanley, Mr. Whitsby?
He was 5 on his last birthday.
5? Oh, ain't that cute, Archie?
Yes.
Where is he now, Mr. Whitsby? Who's taking care of him?
Why, he's right here. Here? Yes, in this basket.
In that basket?
Yes.
He's kind of small for his age, ain't he?
No. As a matter of fact, he's large.
Oh.
Do we have a cat just now, Fanny?
Yeah.
Here. Let me take Stanley out of his basket.
Fanny.
Stanley's a cat?
Get him away from me. Keep him off. Now, take him away.
Archie, control yourself.
What?
Why, Mr. Bird, don't you like cats?
Oh, he's nuts about cats, ain't you?
Yeah, nuts.
Now, I have here the first payment of $500 made out by check in your favor.
What?
You receive a like amount every week from my office.
Look, Archie, 500 smackers.
Yeah, that's a lot of dough, ain't it?
You understand, of course, that Stanley must have the best of everything. He's used to the finest food and the best of accommodation.
Oh, I'll get him a real bed, Mr. Whitsby, and he'll eat fine.
Yeah, that cat will eat like a horse.
Yes, well, I'll leave you my card, and I'll drop by on the first of every month to see how Stanley's getting along. Well... I'll say goodbye to you now, and good luck.
Thanks for everything, Mr. Whitsby.
Yes, so long.
What are you looking at?
Stanley.
He's cute, ain't he?
Makes me sick to my stomach.
Oh, stop talking that way. When have we ever seen $500 come so easy? And it comes once a week, too.
But you know I'm allergic to cats, Fanny.
You're also allergic to quitting your job and living like a king, Mr. Dope?
No, that part's fine.
Then don't argue. Stanley stays and we treat him with respect. Because he's our breadwinner now, ain't you, Stanley? Oh, ain't who our itsy bitsy moo and dower catsy cat. Stanley, time for your cream.
Where's my coffee, Fanny?
You'll get it later. I'm feeding Stanley. Here's Stanley, boy.
Fan, where are you?
I'm in here. I'm busy.
Oh, where's my new electric razor?
I'm using it on Stanley. I'm giving him a trim.
I can't sleep on the floor. I tell you, it hurts my back.
Oh, you can sleep there and lie. If Stanley's just using your bed till his mattress gets sick.
Stanley!
Fire! yet.
Hey, what's this steak? It's kind of expensive, ain't it?
Well, we can afford it.
Hmm? Yeah, I guess we can, huh? Well, I don't mind a good hunk of sirloin every now and then.
Oh, that steak ain't for you, mister. You're getting spare ribs. The steak's for Stanley. What's the idea?
Nothing.
Oh, why don't you be more careful with my plate? I better clean up this mess before the doctor comes.
Doc, are you sick, baby?
No, Stanley's doctor.
Wow.
I thought I heard him wheeze last night. I'm giving him a thorough checkup with x-rays and what they call the electrocardioscope or something.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Hey, maybe you want me to push him to the hospital in a wheelchair, huh?
Oh, stop being comical. You're knocking yourself out. Stanley! Stanley boy!
Was he happy today?
Stanley! Now, that's funny. I ain't seen him around for the last 2 hours, come to think of it. Stanley! Come to Mama! Where is he?
How should I know?
Archie, he ain't in the apartment.
Maybe he went out to see a movie.
Cut the comedy. If something happens to him, we're out $500 a week. Stanley! Answer me! Stanley!
Hey, you mean he really ain't around?
Archie.
Huh?
The cat's gone. He's disappeared.
Well, that's Staffy. He never had it so good.
Archie, we've got to find him. Get your coat on. We're going to search the neighborhood. Stanley! Stanley, where are you?
Stanley!
Maybe he's in this alley, Archie.
Well, it's got a dead end, and I don't see it.
Stanley! Archie, there he is.
Where?
Near the garbage can.
No, that ain't Stanley. He's all black. Stanley's got a white spot on his neck.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Stanley!
Fine thing to be doing, chasing a cat.
We'll chase him until we drop if we have to. We gotta find him, Archie. Don't you realize what it means? We lose the money if Stanley's gone. It says so in the will.
Stanley! Come there, you little...
Oh, it's no use, Archie. Chasing up and down the streets this way ain't getting us nowhere. I'm going back to the house and call the police. Yes, officer. He's a black cat with a white spot on his neck, and he answers to the name of Stanley. Sure, there's a reward. Wait, $100. That's right. Yeah, I'll keep in touch. Oh, gee. Hello? Is this the fire department? This is Mrs. Archie Bird speaking. My cat's disappeared. You gotta help me find him. You got men on fire trucks all over the city. Tell them to be on the lookout for the... Hello? Hello? He hung up, Archie.
Oh, you think the fire department got nothing else to do but look for cats?
Archie, maybe that's one of the neighbors. Maybe someone found the cat.
Yeah.
Mrs. Bird?
Yeah?
You don't know me. We've never met. But I'm a distant relative of yours. A third cousin, I believe. My name is Adelaide Van Allen.
How do you do?
May I?
Oh, sure. This is my husband, Archie.
Oh, yes, the cab driver.
Hey.
I'll tell you why I've come, Mrs. Bird. Several weeks ago, you inherited Stanley, Aunt Emma's cat.
Well?
You also came into $500 a week, which is rather nice considering your circumstances.
What does this dame want anyway?
I merely wanted to see if everything was all right as far as Stanley was concerned. He was Aunt Emma's pet, and I feel it my duty to make certain he's happy.
Oh, he's very happy.
Pickle pig.
He grew a whole inch since he came here, and he gained 3 pounds.
Yeah, we treat him right, lady.
Some people say we even spoil him too much, but after all, he's an only cat.
May I see him?
Now?
Yes, of course.
He's busy now.
Busy?
Yeah. He's doing his homework.
Oh, Archie. He's such a kidder, Miss Van Allen.
Where is Stanley, may I ask?
Oh, he's around.
Would you mind calling him?
I can't do that. I mean, he's up on the roof somewhere, playing.
Playing on the roof?
Oh, he ain't in any danger.
I demand that you produce that cat at once, Mrs. Bird.
You demand.
There's something funny going on here, and I'd like to know just what it is.
Listen, Ritzy, where do you think you are? This is my house. And if there's any demanding going to be done, I'll do it.
I see. In other words, something's happened to Stanley.
Who? Who said so?
Then why can't you produce him? You know, of course, that if he comes into someone else's possession, You've lost your claim to any money coming from the will.
Look, I'm going to give you 5 seconds to clear out of here. Then I'm going to smear you all over the kitchen linoleum.
Don't you dare touch me.
One, two, three, four.
Oh, see, you'll never get your fingers on another cent about Emma's estate.
There's one cat I wouldn't keep for all the dough on Wall Street.
She's going to make trouble, Fan.
Oh, how can she make trouble? We'll find Stanley long before that.
What's the matter? What you looking at?
The calendar on the wall.
Oh, what about it?
Today's the 30th, and tomorrow's the 1st of the month.
Hmm? Oh. Ooh, that's when Mr. Whitsby said he'd drop around for a look at Stanley.
Mm-hmm. We got to do something, Archie.
Yeah, but what?
I'll make a list. Every pet shop in town. We'll hire a car and check every street from Coney Island to Borough Hall. We're going to find Stanley if we got to turn Brooklyn upside down. Turn left on this street, Archie.
Oh, now listen, Fan. I'm pooped. We've been chasing that cat all night. It's nearly 9 o'clock in the morning.
We ain't even started yet.
What?
We got a lot of pet shops we ain't even covered.
Now, how do you expect to find him in a pet shop, for the love of Mike?
Maybe somebody picked him up and sold him to one.
Yeah, maybe we're running around for no reason at all.
No reason at all?
Well, for all we know, Stanley's dead. He might have got hit by a beer truck or something.
Ooh, bite your tongue when you say that, Archie.
What?
Stanley's our meal ticket, you dumb slug.
Besides, I like him. I got kind of fond of that poor little mouse during the last couple of weeks. You think we ought to check with the morgue, Archie?
Oh, they don't take cats in the morgue, even million-dollar cats.
Archie, stop here.
Oh. Now what?
There's a newspaper office. See the sign on the door on the left? It says classified advertisement.
Oh, you want to put an ad in for the mouse?
Well, why not? Come on.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, can I help you?
We want to place an ad.
Personals or classified?
Both. We're searching for a cat.
Yes, a cat.
Yeah, yeah. Now, here's the way the ad should run. Reward, black cat, white spot on throat, answers to name of Stanley.
Lost yesterday, somewhere in Flatbush.
Yeah, and we want it in big letters.
Now, that's funny. There was a gentleman here yesterday who had a cat like that.
What?
He said he found it, and he wanted to put an advertisement in the paper for the owner.
Maybe it was Stanley, Archie.
Yeah, did the cat have a sly-looking face like he was always ready to spit in your eye?
Oh, I didn't see the cat, but the description was the same.
You got his address?
Why, yes. Wait just a moment. I have it.
Right. Archie, maybe we're in.
Yeah, sure sounds like Stanley, all right. Unless it's just a coincidence.
What coincidence? We lost him yesterday. This guy found him yesterday, didn't he?
Now, well, here's the name. Nicholas Papadopoulos. He owns a restaurant. He was very...
Oh, thanks, lady. Come on, Archie. We ain't got a minute to lose.
You want to speak with me?
Are you Mr. Papadopoulos?
That's right. Nick Papadopoulos is the name.
You had a cat yesterday. A black cat with a white spot on his neck.
Yeah, Mr. Papadopoulos. You were going to put an ad in the papers about him?
Oh, the cat. Sure, I'm having the cat. See, he's walking into my restaurant here like a customer last afternoon. Hey, that's some cats. If it wasn't that I got two cats of my own
already. Where is he, Mr. Papadopoulos? Get him for us, will you?
Yeah, there's a reward.
Reward?
Huh? Mm.
I'm thinking this cat is worth something at first, so I'm putting in the advertisement. She's too bad.
What's too bad?
This cat is gone.
Oh?
Gone?
A man, he see the advertisements. He's coming in last night. He says the cats ain't his, but he'll buy them anyway.
Where is he? Where does he live?
Just a minute. I got the address for the work here in my wallet.
Oh, quick. Let's have it, huh?
Yeah. Is that the address?
Yeah, this car.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Papadopoulos.
Oh, don't mention.
Fanny.
What?
Look at his card.
What's it say?
Reginald Fletcher. Taxidermist. You know what a taxidermist is?
Archie, he's an animal stuffer.
Oh, get a load of this dump, are you? He's got everything in here from stuffed bears to chimpanzees.
You see Stanley around?
Hmm?
Can I help you, sir, madam?
We're looking for a cat.
Cat?
Yeah, a black cat with a white spot on his neck.
Oh, yes. Too bad.
Too bad what?
You didn't stop them.
Well, I bought a cat that answered that description from a Mr. Puffer.
Yeah, we know all about it, but where is he?
Well, I'm coming to that, madam. As I was saying, I bought the cat for a client, someone who wanted a mounted animal of more or less that type. The cat was an excellent specimen, I must admit. But
then, Stanley is kaput?
Is that... I beg your pardon?
Did you taxi him?
What?
What did you do with him?
Oh, unfortunately, my client changed his mind, and as I don't speculate with specimens, I had to give the animal away.
Who did you give it to?
Well, the cat pound, of course.
The cat pound?
Archie! Maybe they'll guess him.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Fletcher.
Oh, drive like crazy, Archie. We've got to get to that cat pound quick. It's a matter of life and death. We should look in this cage, Archie.
Oh, this joint's a nut house. I've never seen so many cats in my life.
Ooh, brown cats, black cats, white cats. Can you see Stanley in there?
No, no.
You keep on looking. I'll go back and talk to the man and see what happened to Stanley.
Oh, what a thing for a grown man to do. Here, kitty. Kitty, 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 kitty. Hey, Blackie, come over here. Here, now you. Let me take a look.
Archie, you nip my finger, you cute little cat. Here, kitty.
Stanley. Stanley. You hear me? Come on, come to Papa, Stanley. Come
here. Stanley ain't in there.
No?
The guy told me there was a dame in here just half an hour before we came. She was looking for a black cat with a white spot, too, and she found one inside the cage. She took it home with her.
Well, did you get a name?
No, but he gave me a description. It was Adelaide Van Allen, Archie, my snooty cousin.
Well, then she's got Stan.
Yeah, but she'll only keep him over my dead body. Where is he?
Keep out of my apartment.
Where is he, you henhead? Give me back my Stanley before I tear you apart like a busted clock.
Now, Fanny, take it easy.
Make one move into this apartment and I'll call the police. You'll get 6 months for housebreaking.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she's right, Fan. We can't bust into her place like
then
this.
Then tell her to give us back our mouths. She's got him. She can't deny it. Stanley's inside.
No.
See?
I won't deny it. And you can't deny that you've lost your claim to Stanley. You took miserable care of him. You permitted him to run away. And if it wasn't for me, they'd have gassed him.
Why, you empty-headed...
Fan. She's right. We lost him, and she's got him now.
I say I have. And in exactly 2 hours, Mr. Whitsby will be here. When he hears how I saved Stanley from certain death and how I plan to take better care of him than you can, well, you can figure out the rest for yourself. Stanley's mine, Mrs. Bird, for good. Goodbye.
Yeah. Look at $500.
Oh, it ain't only the money. It's Stanley, too. I'm gonna miss him.
Then maybe I better call the office and get my hack back, huh?
We were gonna go to Florida this winter and give Stanley a sunburn.
Yeah, I know. Well, let's forget about it, Fan. Hey. Because we wasn't always rich, huh? But we were happy, huh? Money ain't everything. Is it?
No. But right now, I can't think of a good substitute.
Did you hear what I heard?
No.
Maybe I'm hearing things, Stan, but I swear I heard...
Archie, look!
Huh? Hey, it's Stanley! Baby, come to Papa, huh?
Where did he come from?
The kitchen. You see, the dumbwaiter door is open. That's where he was, Sam. He must have been locked inside the dumbwaiter all his time.
Oh, he's back, Archie. He's back. Quick, huh? We got to hurry. Grab him, Archie. Huh? We're going to go right back to Adelaide's and show him to Mr. Whitsby.
Oh, it's you.
It's us.
that isn't Stanley. Mr. Whitby!
Yes, yes, Miss Van Allen.
I just told Mr. Whitby the facts, and he agrees with me. You lost the cat, and I found him. And I can take better care of him than you.
But we didn't lose him, ladies, right here.
That cat's a fake. I've got the real one inside.
He's off a trolley, Mr. Whitby. Take a good look at this mouse. You'd recognize Stanley when you saw him, wouldn't you?
Well, I admit it looks like Stanley, but you did lose him, didn't you?
She got hold of another cat to take his place. Maybe he looks like Stanley, Mr. Whitby, but you haven't seen my cat yet. Come with me. They may look alike, but you'll have to take it to court to prove that Stanley isn't with me. He's inside this closet in a brand new basket I bought lined with silk. Look.
Holy cats.
He looks like Stanley, but it's got 5 kittens.
Kittens?
My word.
Kittens. And they look like they've just been born.
Obviously, Stanley isn't the kind of cat who'd have kittens.
Yeah, so your cat must be an imposter.
Then everything's okay? We keep Stanley, Mr. Whitby?
Why, of course, Mrs.
Archie, we're in. Oh, I could hug that cat to death. Kiss him, Archie. Show Mr. Whitby how much you like him. Give him a kiss.
I think I'm getting a cold, fan. And you wouldn't want him to catch it, would you? Huh? But I'll tell you what. I'll do the next best thing. I'll take Stanley down to the corner drugstore, and I'll treat him to a chocolate morphine.
Archie.
And a saucer.
In the animal world, there is the hunter and the hunted. Hound and fox, hawk and sparrow, cat and mouse. We in the topmost species have also joined the hunt. But who is to judge precisely which of us are hounds or foxes as we enter the chase? The Chase was created and written for the National Broadcasting Company by Lawrence Cleve. Featured in tonight's cast were Larry Haynes, Ann Thomas, Edgar Staley, Helen Clare, Roger DeCoven, and Frank Milano. The Chase is directed and transcribed by Edward King. Next week, a countrywide manhunt involves 3 cold-blooded killers and 2 lonely old women when we resume The Chase. Tonight, it's Theater Guild on the air over NBC.